Welcome to Executive Peaks, Nastasia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Nastasia, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Morning ritual is trying to figure out more or less when my toddler will be up so that I can wake up about an hour before. And I usually do about an hour meditation, sometimes a half hour, and then I add an exercise, but definitely a meditation in the morning.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Well, when I think of constructive guidance, I usually think of, what most people would think is criticism, right? So constructive guidance for me, like the most useful that I've received and the thing that I've tried to really observe about myself is my tendency to really sort of get into a room and read it really quickly and want to be a voice in that room. So once I learned that about myself, once I heard that feedback, it really changed things for me because then I can now more easily get into a room with the idea of or the intention of listening and curiosity rather than input, right? I think there's so much more power in the listening now. So I learned that very, very early on. And I still think about it every time. Every time I step into a room now, it's more with the idea of how can I listen more and absorb more.
What is the life mantra you live by?
Oh, that's an easy one because I have a tattooed on my arm. Everything always works out. And everything really does always work out. And I feel that if it hasn't worked out, it's because we haven't gotten to the end yet.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents. I don't know if they're that hidden, but it's unexpected. I think I can very easily imitate accents, and I think I'm pretty good at like passing off as a natural in some languages, even when I don't speak.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
What a past year, right? So let's see. In the past year, there were so many changes, and I think that one of the most courageous things that I've done, and I think we did it together as a family, was to really decide that even though everything was closed down, everything, because we live in a small island, our options were very limited. We decided that it was time for a big move. So, in a time when there was nothing going on, there was literally nothing, there was nothing available in the island that we're in. We somehow made a big move from where we were to our new place now happen. And because we realized that, if we're going to have to be stuck in a place or isolated, then it has to be a place where we're really, really happy in. And so we kind of, made that list of ideal things that we wanted in our new home and where we wanted to be. And when everybody was sort of, people around us were mostly sort of freaking out, and we tried to do as little as possible and save as much as possible. We did the exact opposite, which was let's really find that most perfect place that we can find right now. And we did. We ended up finding this wonderful home, exactly where we wanted, and has all the amenities that we needed, and which made our isolation much more enjoyable, right? Because we then had the space that we wanted. But yeah, it felt really great at the time to do that big move with a toddler.
Now that is a blessing in disguise. What is the biggest misconception about you?
That I am an extrovert. Again, because I can easily get into a room and read it really quickly, and if I have to be outspoken, I really do enjoy being alone or having like a lot of introspection time. And while it may seem like I can just be on all the time and go out and meet new people, and to some extent I can, really at heart, I am an introvert who really would rather be in the cocoon.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
It's funny because as soon as you ask that question, right, one of the two come up first, because when the heart and mind don't agree, one of them is going to be louder. And so I think for me, at least in the way that I work, that I live my life with that mantra of everything always working out, I really do trust my intuition. So whether my intuition is my mind or my heart, whoever's loudest at that moment is going to be heard.
Do you play to work or work to play?
Oh, I play to work, of course. I love what I do. I'm very curious about personal development, just human development in general. I'm curious about everything. Learning is such a privilege, and I feel like I get to do that every day in my work, whether I am coaching somebody privately through launching a business or growing a business, or whether I am leading a workshop on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or any of the other things that I do during my day. There is going to be so much learning, right? Learning about the group that I'm speaking with, learning about the topic. Even though I'm coming in as an expert, I always learn when I get feedback from people.
When did you last talk yourself out of something when deep down you wanted to do it?
Oh, yesterday. Yesterday, I saw that because, you know, obviously everyone's sort of like itching to travel. And yesterday I was looking into the campaign that Airbnb is doing where, you know, they want a family to go live somewhere remotely for a year, and it's starting next month and you have to go next month. And I was like, oh, we can do this. We can make this work. But no, I had to talk myself down and go, no. Just take it easy. Everything is fine. You don't have to go next and go live somewhere else right now. You just moved. So, yeah, yesterday. But those things that come up for me are usually, you know, when I am in that space of, like, what's something else that we can try? What's something new that could be interesting to explore as a family? And so I usually have to sort of come back down to earth and realize that, hey, okay, let's survey the family first. Let's have a conversation. Let's see where we are. But, yeah, that happened very recently.
What is your comfort food?
Well, currently I'm pregnant, so pretty much everything is comfort food at this moment. But I would say that I don't know. I just love something basic. Rice and beans for me, you know, just that's the South American in me, just rice and beans. It's to me just represents life because it's kind of like that perfect protein, perfect combo. You can throw some things in there or you can just leave it plain and it's just always delicious.
Now you're making the rest of us hungry. Please finish this sentence. Success is...
whatever you define it. So success is defined by the person looking to achieve that success. So whatever is whatever you'd like to define it as.
Last thing you do before calling it a day?
Last thing I do before calling it a day is assign it to call it a day, right? I think that because I do enjoy what I do so much, it can be tempting to just sort of, you know, go to bed with the last text or do that, send that email or look over that document or, you know, look over somebody's message who might need some help from me. So my last task for the day really is deciding that this is it, my day's over. And I usually say that too. It's like, and I'm done. And I log off, I turn off everything and make that decision deliberately and finish for the day.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
Well, we do a lot because, again, we live in an island and we get to see the damages that happen to nature if we're not careful. So I tend to be very attentive to what's going around here and what I can do to join the community and protecting the island and protecting the oceans around here and protecting our water because it's so precious and limited for us here. So we definitely get behind that. But beyond that, I am extremely, extremely passionate about the fact that we need more representation, diversity, and innovative thinking in corporate leadership. I think that the old ways of warning businesses we've all now seen just don't work anymore. We are, I think, as a community or as a a world really ready to see different types of leaders, to see what different types of people can do. I think we can, we thrive in diversity, right? I think diversity breeds ideas and breeds just, again, innovation and just new ways of doing things, because we cannot keep doing things the way that they have been done. We cannot keep running our corporations the way they have been run. And so that's what I do every single day in my work, is to figure out how can I help somebody who's just coming up, who's coming from a background who has been traditionally marginalized, how can I help that person become that next leader of industry? How can I help them shape their thinking in ways that's going to enable them to lead differently, enable them to lead more inclusively, enable them to lead knowing that people can come first and your bottom line doesn't have to suffer, right? So every day of my life, that's my mission.
Anastasia, what do you do and where can people contact you?
Well, I have a diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting firm, but I also have an executive coaching consulting firm where I help both first-time CEOs and people who are in that process of launching their businesses, but also the CEOs who have launched already, are in that process of growth and figuring themselves out as CEOs, right, trying to really figure out their identity and in turn the identity of the companies that they're running. And so I do consulting for their organizations, but I also do coaching as well to develop that inclusive leadership for them. And so people can work with me and they can find me at themindesigner.com, or I'm on Instagram and Facebook at themindesigner there as well.
Wonderful. Thank you, Anastasia, for enlightening us on
ExecuPeak. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.